Of course, one of our favourite producers, Oscar Byrne, here joining us in the studio as he does every week.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, I've been good, Oscar.
It's good.
I don't know, big weekend.
Big weekend.
Worked.
You told me you had a semi-funny story.
Oh, I've always got plenty of funny stories.
They're always semi-funny, though. None of them are actually that funny.
Well, it's
that funny.
Do you know what I mean? They're a story. Whether or not it's funny is up to you, Oscar.
Yeah, well, let's hear it, man. I guess myself and the listener can make a decision.
It's not an incredibly good story.
I'm really excited now.
It was just a little bit of chit-chat out there because I'm a bit... So I went and I worked about 40 hours over the weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to show off there when I say
I worked
that,
eight.
You're probably more well-rested than I am. I'm stinging for...
Well, not really, because I've been going out when I'm not... Do you know what I mean?
All right, hot shot. Jesus.
Far out.
So, I worked about 40 hours over the weekend. And so I thought last night, you know, this is going to be a good idea. I haven't had one in over 12 months due to you know what.
A good idea or an evening off?
No, a massage. Oh. I thought I'm going to go get a massage, right? I haven't had one in 12 months due to the global pandemic that's been buzzing about. I'm not sure if you've
heard
of it, Oscar.
I think I saw it on my feed at some point.
Yeah, so I thought I'll go get a massage, right? So I said to my girlfriend, I said, do you want to come for a massage? Yo, I'm going to a massage. Not like a romantic gesture, nothing like that or whatever it is. It was just like, do you want to come get a massage? Because massage is great, right?
Who doesn't like a massage?
Well, let me get there. So we turn up. I'd booked and I just said, oh, listen, can I book for two? Just thinking, two separate rooms or whatever it is. But they did like the thing
where... They give you two masseuses.
Like in the same room, like it was like, I don't know. And it was just kind of
holding hands.
It was just kind of jarring. But anyway, it's like, it could not have gone worse. I actually won't go into detail now that I think about it.
I want to hear the detail.
Maybe I'll tell you.
Did you get down naked? Like, was that part of the massage? Was it one of those ones?
No, it wasn't that. It was like the opposite, where there was like clothes were left on in a way that I've never seen left on before for a massage. I'm beaten up and bruised. It's like genuinely.
By the person giving you the massage or your girl?
Don't. Yeah, genuinely beaten up and bruised. It was quite a story, but let's get into the good news, John.
Let's get the good news going, man. I think it's a great way to segue into something a bit more positive. Well, Jared, we love anything swimming related. Last week, if you tuned in, you would have heard us talking a bit about budgie smugglers. This week, we've got another great swimming related bit of good news for you, Jared.
Yep.
Seeing as you enjoyed it so much last week, Tani Afagoma stepped out of the pool and went home, not realizing she'd actually just broken a record.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see that? It's insane, right? So she did a 200-meter freestyle event in her local competition, went home just in Darwin's northern suburbs for a break. When she returned to the pool that afternoon for the rest of the competition, her mum checked the results and...
To a crowd of applause and to a new banner with her name on the leaderboard
Tani, she broke the record, man. Imagine that.
The world record.
World record. Imagine like just doing a casual, not casual, it was a competition obviously, but not realising at the time.
Yeah, for sure. Especially getting out of the pool.
Yeah.
You know, you think chlorine in the mouth, you know what I mean? That little chloriney taste, you're thinking, okay, sweet, I'll go get a couple of Sherbo lollipops here.
That's it, straight to the tuck shop. Yeah.
To the tuck shop. Thanks so much for coming.
Nice and pole.
Yeah, I'll dry off. How are we going? Let's get home. You probably have a shower at home.
That's it.
Especially, how old's Tani?
She is, I think she's in a... She's over 35.
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably having a communal shower at 35. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know the communal showers in the swimming pool.
I don't know why I laughed at that. That's very inappropriate.
Get your head out of the cutter. You know what I'm
Where
talking about.
Where am I this Monday? No, 100%.
If you're sub-16, no way you're having those communal showers there. But in any case, Tani, world champ.
World champ, man. So she would have had an icy pole and maybe a pink lemonade, and then only to realise she should have had a bottle of champagne waiting for her back at the champagne showers. No, props, Tani. Yeah. Good stuff there. Next up, this one, man, this put a smile on my dial as it does. This is crazy. Are you much of a gambler, Jared? You look like he's like a slap on the pokies.
No, I don't. I don't punt.
Good, because neither do I, and I'm kind of against it. I think
plenty of my mates do, you know what I mean? I think I've never been into that. Quite into sport. Love my cricket. Love my Aussie rules. Like, the tragic. Swans tragic. Big win over the weekend, just quietly as well.
I'm sure you like the GWS loss.
I can't stand GWS. But anyway, we won't get into that. I don't want to
save that for another segment.
I don't want to ostracise anybody out there. But Yeah, but I just don't punt. I don't do the fantasy leagues or anything like that. It's just I'm just a very humble supporter, I suppose.
I think that's the best way to go about it. Enjoy the sport for what it is. This name's really hard to pronounce. I've got to say Providodium 57. She played. She's probably listening and went, "Oh my god, he's the first person to get it right." But she played the lottery for 2 decades, right? Using a set of numbers that her husband dreamt about 20 years ago.
Whoa.
Sounds like something out of a Twilight Zone Black Mirror-esque storyline, right? So in December, dream came a reality. His dream became reality when his wife put those numbers and won 60 million Australian. This was in Canada, in Ontario, the lottery. And changed their life. Can you imagine that? Like, dreaming of numbers. I don't think I've ever remembered a number from a dream, to be honest.
Yeah, nor have I.
Let alone the dream itself. But that's crazy. I'm going to be looking out for numbers next time.
That has to be the biggest amount of money ever won from a dream.
Probably, like, I wonder how many other people have won money from a dream.
Oh, how much? How much money do you think the Stones have made off Satisfaction? Because I know Keith Richards dreamt that riff.
Did he dream that riff? Yeah. I have dreamt music before. I have dreamt songs.
Yeah. So but Keith Richards apparently dreamt...
I'd say millions.
Not 60 million? I wouldn't put it past the Stones.
Who knows? You got to think about licensing movies. Well, maybe, yeah. Who knows? But yeah, that's a good point. It's interesting to ponder how many music... How much music has been...
Question without notice there, Oscar.
Yeah, no. It's interesting.
And have we got one last...
We've got one last one. All right. Triple good news. So the Broome water safety warning has been put in place. A woman a few women have led this effort and to improve the safety of swimmers after a tragic death of Rebecca Newfield. Last year, I don't know if you remember that. That was 12 months ago.
No, not quite.
So but the Shire of Broome and the Park Council, they've come together and they've put a few safety measures in there, which I think is great. Obviously, it's tragic, but it's good that... See the councils.
Yeah, sometimes we need earnest good news on the segment as well. It can't all be animals.
It can't all be about lottery ticket wins and you know, bogey smugglers.
No, it can't. Sometimes it's got to be about the things that are actually happening out there and for the greater good going forward and for the better.
Definitely. So, big respect out there to the Broome community.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, good stuff.
Alrighty, fantastic stuff there, Oscar.
Yeah, you have to tell me more about that massage story a bit off air, maybe.
Possibly. All right. Are we going to be joined by you once again in the studio in not too long?
For the gig guy. Talk to you then.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Thanks for joining the show, Oscar.